We're all aware of the consequences of the defamatory statements and that sort of thing. Okay, we have no apologies. Is Mr. Matson alone?
Yes, he is.
Ask for declarations of interest.
I have one in the request of waiver rate installments.
Okay, that's enclosed. So you've got the form there for Mr. Sprout, haven't you?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to confirmation of the minutes of the meeting held on the 24th of May. Someone would like to move the acceptance of those?
Happy to do it.
Councillor Babbitt, Councillor Walker. Any alterations or amendments?
Not in the recommendations, I'm in the wrong place. But the one about the budget sort of just picked up the recommendation to the committee, not the fact that the council has adopted that.
Where and what page is that on?
Just give me a second.
Anyway, I'll keep this in there.
Where we adopted the in the minutes towards the end where we adopted the long-term financial plan of the week. There's a recommendation in the document that recommended that it be accepted, and the minutes just have that same in the
Determine any changes?
Yeah, it's recommended we consider them.
The council include the draft budget and The council include the draft budget and revenue policy in the 2022-23 operational plan to go on public exhibition.
I thought there should have been some of the just a couple of changes we made or any changes we did make.
Okay, are you across it, Jill?
I will be.
We will amend it, Councillor Mayor. Okay, I'll put the acceptance of those minutes. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Could I have a resolution moving to closed session council? Councillor Lockwood, Councillor Rutton. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Session of council. The first one is just the regular report there on mayoral commitments. I'm pleased that we noted. All those in favour? Against, carried. Second report is one on council remuneration, which relates to a 50% increase in fees for the forthcoming year. The recommendation there, the council set the fees within the limits for a rural council. We don't need to note whether we take the 2% or not.
In the resolution, the recommendations different to the amount is different to the what's in the.
No, you fall for the same trick, I did. Sorry, Councillor, just that first comment under that table there, councillors categorise the rural council.
Yep.
Is that what they're referring to when they talk 12,400 for councillors?
Yeah.
The table shows 12,600.
650.
Yeah, that is the new figure.
Yep.
The 12,4 is the current figure. It's currently applied to 2021.
Yep.
So it goes up, $250 a year.
From the 1st of July.
1st of July.
Whatever council decides.
So I'm in your hands, councillors, in regard to the setting of those fees, whether we take the 2% and take it up to 12,650 and 27,600 for the mayor.
I would like to move that recommendation.
Right, okay. Thank you. Move Councillor Beard that we accept the
2%
increase.
At the maximum set?
Yeah.
Allowable.
Yeah, right, okay. Could I have a second, please?
Happy to do that, Mr.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. That's Councillor Beard, Councillor Walker. Is there any further discussion on that? I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried.
Might break the budget. That increase of $200.
Oh, I don't know. Adoption of the strategic planning documents. Gee, this has been a long road, hasn't it? Just there's so much in it.
And a very, very impressive, Mr. Mayor.
Oh,
thanks.
Can you bring it up? Through Mr. Mayor, I'd just Just get Mrs. Pratt just to quickly bring up the
final
drafts, which will now go down to be the final document. Particularly the community strategic plan, I guess, was the one that we just wanted to show the final what the final document looks like.
It is on your hub.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I've seen that.
And as Councillor Mockett said, I think it's a very professional document, but it also, I think, pretty clearly outlines the direction for the council and the community over the next 10 years, which is the important part of it.
And it's also generally reflective of some of the submissions that have come in, submissions content have been taken into account.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, those that provided a submission prior to the draft going out, we certainly discussed those in workshops and made sure they were addressed. And each of those, as per council resolved, I think at the main meeting, we did respond to each of those people who put in a submission individual to let them know what was happening. So they did get either an email or a letter.
And in response to the community strategic plan, there were three submissions, as I understand it.
Since the time, yeah, if you just go back to the report there, Julie.
Report up. Doug's got it, yeah.
Yeah, since the time of us sending out the draft in the 28-day advertising period, there was three. Is that correct?
I think so.
Jim and Wendy Eastman, Chris Blackman, and then one from Mike Bowman.
And we've provided you with the details of those. I don't believe that anything in those submissions actually suggests that we need to alter our plans as such, but there is some, some criticism of where we're at this point in time as a council, and also some suggestions around some operational matters, but I don't believe there's anything in those submissions that actually suggests that, like puts forward some sort of suggestion to change our direction in our community strategic plan.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, in my view, and having read those submissions and the plans, I believe the plans as presented have taken into account the relevant factors raised in those further submissions.
Okay, so we have a recommendation there. Councillors, consider the submissions which we've done so in workshops.
This is the adopting the budget as well, isn't it?
Yes, CSP, the delivery program operational plan, and the long term financial plan. Yeah.
I'll just have to try to have a look at more of this one back to the documents we've presented in May.
Yep.
There's just one or two things there. The fire at the caravan park, that's not now covered by grant, is it?
Not at this point in time, no.
No, that's right. No,
we haven't been that.
No, just want to clarify that. I think in the question that Councillor Walker has just made an argument, he's talking about me. Is that with the temporary workers' accommodation, I think I read somewhere in the papers that construction drawings would be done in the $2.5 million next year. They couldn't find it when we were talking about it.
As part of the design costs.
At the moment, it looks like it's going to be covered in
that money.
So there'll have to be an adjustment made because we won't actually be spending that money that we discussed today as part of the temporary workers. It won't actually be spent this financial year. It'll be next financial year.
Yeah, it could be these plans.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. It's part of the temporary workers. Yeah.
Okay, so the recommendations there are what's Mrs. Pratt on the board.
I'm happy to move recommendations 1-4, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. Have a second. Councillor Plumber. Is there any further discussion or comment?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I don't know whether we had to resolve number one. Have we not just considered submissions and we determine not to make any amendments. So doesn't that just go out and we just adopt 2, 3 and 4? Am I correct in
that? Yeah, valid point.
Or could be noted that council has considered.
Has considered.
As number one. As presented, all accordingly. Take out the word amendment.
As considered, submissions received. In relation to the draft planning documents, that's the one that's the best one. Number one.
Was that word amended need to be taken out in 2, 3 and 4?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Also in number two.
So just for the point of tidying that up, that probably the first number one's not really a, it's just really number one, it's not number one, it's the resolution is that after consideration of submissions received,
yeah.
And then 1, 2, 3 under that. Yeah.
Okay, just before we adopt that, I am concerned about some of the comments in the submission that suggesting council is corrupt. I wonder how we can address that.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I've considered that at some length. In view of the content of that submission, which is concerning, my view is that council should refer that to ICAC for the appropriate investigation. Something that any other comments like, well, position taken by the council was that that submission was concerning in many ways, and I won't go into detail.
There was no detail.
No, there was no detail, but I accept that. But the reference is made, and that's a serious reference.
The council, whether it's the operational body, the elected body, you're calling us all corrupt, or the corrupt reference to the organisation.
So I believe we are obliged to refer it to the appropriate authority for investigation. That's a matter for the body concerned to investigate and determine. It is short in detail, as Councillor Pitt says. In fact, it's deficient in any detail, apart from the reference to that term. But I believe that we have an obligation to refer it.
Mr. Mayor, I believe just to leave away. Take it on the chin.
Look, I suppose my question is what is the process once it's referred? Are they knocking on our door or are they knocking on the complainant's door?
Well, I'm privy to the workings of ICAC.
No.
The leader of an organisation that's been referred to as corrupt,
yeah.
I find it disturbing.
I think it's actually really, I'm very put out, but I agree with Councillor Mockler. It's been a shotgun blast with no substantiation whatsoever.
Mm.
And I'm not happy about it.
So
something bubbles away and it won't go away. That you
could
bring to a head and put
it back. Would you like to include that in the resolutions, point four, rather than proceeding in brief? That way there's an opportunity to vote on that as part of the whole.
Yeah, true, just the form was it, yes.
I think as the member of the recommendation, Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to do that.
Okay, so point four, given consideration for whatever, on to work. Any consideration?
Or should it be, instead of the word refer, consider referring this matter to ICAC?
Or seek further advice.
Mr. Mayor, just a suggestion there that the council considers the first three points separately to that particular one, in that the first three are referring to the adoption of the plans. And so if that becomes a point of that resolution, if you understand what I mean.
Right. So, on advice, we'll regard that as a separate resolution.
Right.
I'll go back to the resolution detailing our planning, and then you go to the planning. Moved by Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Bunner. I do propose to put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Against?
No.
Let me worry. I'll declare it carried. Now we have a new resolution there, moved by Councillor Mockler. Do I have a seconder?
Sure.
Councillor Freed. The council refer the submission suggesting it's corrupt to WICAC for investigation. Is there any further discussion on that?
Should, as discussion, you might know, Councillor Mockler, if withdrawn by the one who submitted the easement, so I understand, would that take, you know, if she withdrew it, and said, oh, then we're going to take it to WICAC, and she withdrew that.
No, no, we're threatening her.
Definitely not. It's not a bargaining tool. Allegations being made, serious allegation. In my view, it should be investigated by the appropriate authority.
Yeah. You know more about
what
I do.
Sure. Okay. I will put that. All those in
favour?
Against? That's very carried. Okay, the National Horse Endurance Trial event. With the recommendation there that the approval of the use of our roads and the event. Subject to conditions be approved.
I'll be happy to move
that. Thanks, Councillor Mudford. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Babbage. Any further discussion? I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. We move on to committee meetings for adoption. The first one is the Cabrini Lifestyles Advisory Board. And the recommendation on page 15 is those submitted to be adopted. Someone like to move that, please? Is there any questions?
Yes.
Thank you, Councillor Peer. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Murphy. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Right.
Against? Carry. Committee meetings for notation. And the one there is the interagency meeting. And the traffic committee. Rule out there, there's mentioning the traffic committee there about the 40 kilometre zone in the CBD. That's something that's been flying out of the radar for some time now. Like Mr. Cole has to be able to talk to it better than I. It's been in the hands of Transport for New South Wales, and they've just one of a better term line, not getting all the ducks in line now.
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. This is an incentive put out by Transport for New South Wales, particularly where classified roads pass through high pedestrian activity areas such as CBDs. A few other councils around the area have already adopted it, and we're in the process of going through the motions. We would have had the signs close to being in place by now, except that the wrong signs were sent. And once we have the signs here and the posts and everything are in place, then there's a process to go through where their central technology coincides with us unveiling, I guess, the signs. So that's the next step. But essentially, there'll be a 40-kilometre zone from around north of the Royal Hotel through to the bend where the cenotaph is.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so just a recommendation on page 23, those committee motions been noted. I'd like to move that way, Councillor Bunda, Councillor Babbage. I'll put that. All those in favour? Against? Carried. A statement of bank balances and investments. Outstanding matters from the previous meetings. Um,
and development applications and the recommendation there on page 30 that those reports be made. Have we moved it to that extent?
Yep.
Councillor Mopper, Councillor Smudford, thank you, Councillor. I'll put that, all those in favour. Yes, carry. Category A correspondence. This is in regard to the scrap steel.
Basically, on this is that the original motion was tied to a matching funding from the Macquarie Valley Cricket Council. That has been forthcoming, so the Cricket Association has requested that council still honour that pledge of $2,785.
And this is in addition to our resolution last meeting. The Federal Fees Cricket Association.
This is in the purchase of the cricket wickets that's been done.
Is there any discussion on that? I'll put all those in favour. Councillor Carey. The category B correspondence was the Middle Highway Task Force. And ask that be noted. I'll move that way, please. Councillor Babbage. Councillor Mockler. I'll put that, all those in favour. Councillor Carey. Okay, questions for next meeting. There was one, I think, from Councillor Pree, which was...
Councillor Pree is asking that the meeting schedule for the Sports Council... Oh, this is the resolution from the last meeting. That the meeting schedule for the Sports Council be changed to 6 monthly, with council staff meeting collectively with the sports groups to consult or discuss planned upgrades, management issues and bookings. Councillor Free suggesting the sports council groups be given clarification of who the council will be meeting with, who will be the representatives and how many representatives are able to attend the meetings. He'd like clarification of the above resolution, as it doesn't actually say that the sports council committee has been disbanded.
Right, okay. I think it's pretty well reported in the media and in the community that has been, that committee has been, to use the terminology, scrapped. For due reasons, and I've been covered off on some of that in today's article in the paper. We'll have a report come back to a future meeting in regard to the makeup of that 6 month meeting. Advice the meeting with the sports council?
Yes, there is our intention to hold a youth group meeting in July in readiness. It's generally around this time that we have that discussion with the sporting groups, particularly at the change season, when we change from the winter codes into the summer codes, we generally start talking about some of the planning issues now. So it'd be the intention to hold a youth group, so we're happy to not only respond to that question, but also give the feedback as to what the, what's come out of the youth group.
I think there was a bit of, there's a bit of smoke getting around in relation to the Tour of Wayne situation, where the resolution was written as in lieu of committee, there'll be community consultation. That thread didn't necessarily go through to the resolution of the committees. So people are sort of thinking now, is it beneficially disbanded or is it not beneficially? I mean, I understand, but there's a bit of smoke about and a bit of uncertainty.
Well, I think my response to the paper today is quite clear on that. And just on the Sports Council, and I did note that Mr. Kilby was quoted in the paper as being disappointed. A look at the minutes of the Sports Council. Mr. Kilby has represented both Kalara Rugby and Gilgenga Senior Cricket. The last 10 meetings of the Sports Council, Mr. Kilby attended two. And there was a working group he attended also. So, to me, you can draw your own
information from that. But in regard to your question, we'll get a report back in regard to those questions on who will we talk to in this meeting in July, and we'd ask them to go to nominate their delegates, if you like, to that.
And I think it's important to remember that in previous years, it's always been all sporting groups that are involved across the community. They're not just groups that use council assets. So, for example, you know, jockey clubs and golf clubs and those sorts of people, they don't necessarily... What it usually comes back to it is the core groups that actually end up using the council assets. Even though we others are invited.
Yeah, and basketball was a regular attendance. I don't know if you missed the meeting. No, they don't use the council access. Okay, is there any other issues for anyone to bring forward? If not, at 4:55, I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you, councillors, and we start off tomorrow with a new financial year in front of us.